This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Matrilix, indapamide, pronounced indapamide. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Matrilix. It does not contain all the available information about this medicine. Reading this leaflet does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you taking Matrilix against the expected benefits for you. If you have any concerns about taking this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with the medicine. You may need to read it again. What Matrilix is? The name of your medicine is Matrilix. Matrilix contains the active ingredient indapamide, which belongs to a group of medicines called chlorosulfamoyl diuretics, a type of fluid or water tablet. What Matrilix is used for? You have been prescribed Matrilix SR for high blood pressure. Matrilix is available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that Matrilix is addictive. Why Matrilix is used for high blood pressure? Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps to circulate blood all around the body. Your blood pressure may be different at different times of the day, depending on how busy or stressed you are. You have high blood pressure, also known as hypertension, which is when your blood pressure stays higher than is needed, even when you are calm and relaxed. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems. You may feel fine and have no symptoms, but eventually it can cause stroke, heart disease, and kidney failure. Matrilix helps to lower your blood pressure. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Matrilix has been prescribed for you. Before you take Matrilix, there are some people who should not take Matrilix. Please read the lists below. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any questions, please consult your doctor or pharmacist. When you must not take Matrilix. Do not take Matrilix if you are allergic to indapamide or any of the other ingredients of Matrilix listed at the end of this leaflet. You are allergic to sulfonamide, sulfur antibiotics, or to thiazide diuretics, a type of fluid or water tablet. You are pregnant or trying to become pregnant. You are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. You have severe kidney disease. You have severe liver disease or suffer from a condition called hepatic encephalopathy, liver problems which affect the brain and central nervous system. You have low potassium levels in your blood. The packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, or the tablets do not look quite right. The expiry date, EXP, on the pack has passed. Before you start to take it, tell your doctor straight away if you have an intolerance to lactose. You have or have had any other health problems, including high or low levels of potassium, sodium, or other problems with salt balance, gout, diabetes, increased sensitivity to sunlight, photosensitivity reactions, systemic lupus erythematosus, a disease affecting the skin, joints, and kidneys, heart rhythm problems, problems with your kidneys. If you experience a decrease in vision or eye pain, these could be symptoms of fluid accumulation in the vascular layer of the eye, or an increase of pressure in your eye, and can happen within hours to a week of taking Matrilix SR. This can lead to permanent vision loss, if not treated. If you earlier have had a penicillin or sulfonamide allergy, you can be at high risk of developing this. You have muscle disorders including muscle pain, tenderness, weakness, or cramps. A test to check how well your parathyroid gland is working. Athletes should be aware that this medicine contains an active ingredient, which may give a positive reaction in doping tests. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including medicines that you buy without a prescription from a pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Taking Matrilix may change the effect of some medicines, and some medicines may affect how well Matrilix works. You may need different amounts of your medication, or to take different medicines. You should not take Matrilix with lithium medications, used to treat mood swings and some types of depression due to the risk of increased levels of lithium in the blood. The medicines that may interact with Matrilix include the following. Some steroid medicines. Diuretics, sometimes called fluid or water tablets, e.g. amiloride, spironolactone, triamterene. Medicines used for heart rhythm problems, e.g. disopyramide, amiodarone, sotalol, flecainide. Some medications used to treat high blood pressure, e.g. angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitors, are fast, or irregular heartbeat and other heart conditions. Medicines to treat mental illnesses such as some medicines for epilepsy, anxiety, schizophrenia, and some other antidepressants, e.g. tricyclic antidepressants, antipsychotic drugs, neuroleptics such as droperidol, haloperidol, chlorpromazine, trifluoperazine, amisulpride, sulpiride, psychoanalytics, and antiparasitic medicines used to treat certain types of malaria, e.g. chloroquine, pentamidine, a medicine used to treat certain types of pneumonia, antihistamines used to treat allergic reactions, such as hay fever, medicines used to treat nausea and vomiting, e.g. ondansetron, domperidone, medicines used to treat cancer, e.g. vandetanib, oxaliplatin, anagrelide, used to reduce elevated blood platelet counts, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain relief, e.g. ibuprofen, or high doses of aspirin, calcium supplements, stimulant laxatives, baclofen, a medicine used to treat muscle stiffness occurring in diseases such as multiple sclerosis, metformin, a medicine used to treat diabetes, cyclosporin, tacrolimus, medicines used to treat certain problems with the immune system, medicines used to treat fungal infections, e.g. amphotericin B, and amphotericin B IV, fluconazole, medicines used during scans, to see the images of your body, medicines used to treat gastrointestinal problems, e.g. sisapride, papaverine, medicines used to treat bacterial infections, e.g. moxifloxacin, ciprofloxacin, clarithromycin, erythromycin by IV, allopurinol, a medicine used to treat gout, tetracosactide, tetracosactrin, to treat Crohn's disease, methadone, used to treat addiction, cilostazol, used to treat cramp-like pain in the legs when you walk. Your doctor or pharmacist has more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Natrilics. For older people or children, elderly people can generally use Natrilics safely. However, some older people have reduced kidney function, in which case additional care may be required. Natrilics is not recommended for use in children. How to take Natrilics? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. If you do not understand the instructions on the label, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. Your doctor will select a dose when they prescribe Natrilics for you. The usual dose is one tablet once daily. Swallow your tablet with water, preferably in the morning. Do not crush or break them. How long to take Natrilics for? Natrilics can help to control your blood pressure, but cannot cure it. Natrilics treatment is usually for life, so you should keep taking the tablets regularly, unless advised otherwise by your doctor. If you forget to take Natrilics, if your next usual dose is less than 6 hours away, just leave out the dose that you missed. Take the next dose at the usual time, and continue as normal. If your next dose is more than 6 hours away, take the dose you have missed, as soon as you realize. Then take the next dose at the usual time, and continue as normal. Do not try to make up for missed doses by taking more than one dose at a time. If you take too much Natrilics, taking too much Natrilics, an overdose may cause low blood pressure, also known as hypotension. Other effects like sickness, cramps, sleepiness, confusion, kidney problems, salt, and water disturbances are possible. You may require urgent medical attention. If you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Natrilics, then act immediately. Telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, 1-3-1-1-2-6, in Australia, or go to the Accident and Emergency Department at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. While you are taking Natrilics, things you must do. Take Natrilics exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Otherwise you may not get the benefits from treatment. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are involved with your treatment that you are taking Natrilics. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather, especially if you sweat a lot. This will help you avoid any dizziness or lightheadedness caused by a sudden drop in blood pressure. Tell your doctor straight away if you have excessive vomiting or diarrhea while taking Natrilics, as these may affect how Natrilics is processed by your body. If you experience any of the following symptoms, you may be dehydrated because you're losing too much water: dry mouth or thirst, fainting, weakness, tiredness or drowsiness, muscle pain or cramps, fast heartbeat, passing less urine than normal. Things you must not do. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not use Matrilix to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking Matrilix, or change the dose, without checking with your doctor. Things to be careful of. Be careful when driving, or operating machinery, until you know how Matrilix affects you. You may feel lightheaded, or dizzy when you begin to take Matrilix. This is because your blood pressure is falling. Symptoms are likely to be made worse, if you drink alcohol, or take strong painkillers. If you have these symptoms when standing up, or getting out of bed, then getting up more slowly can help. This allows your body to get used to the change in position and blood pressure. Matrilix may cause your skin to become more sensitive to the sun. If this happens, you should stop taking Matrilix and contact your doctor. If you have these symptoms, and they don't get better in a short time, then talk to your doctor. Unwanted effects potentially due to treatment. If you do not feel well while you are taking Matrilix, then tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible. All medicines can have side effects. Most of the time they are not serious, but sometimes they can be. Matrilix helps most people with high blood pressure, but it may sometimes have unwanted side effects. These can include headache, feeling tight or as if you have less energy, difficulty sleeping, feeling faint, lightheaded or dizzy, feeling nervous or anxious, feeling sick or having an upset stomach, having an uncomfortable feeling after eating, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea or loss of appetite, muscle weakness, pain, tenderness, back pain, joint pain, cramp or tingling or numbness of the hands or feet, and particularly if at the same time you feel unwell or have a high temperature, it may be caused by an abnormal muscle breakdown, not known, skin rashes or other allergic reactions, gout, increased sensitivity to sunlight, an increased risk of becoming dehydrated in elderly patients and in patients with heart failure, kidney disease, inflammation of the pancreas, hepatic encephalopathy, liver problems which affect the brain and central nervous system, abnormal liver function. If you suffer from systemic lupus erythematosus, a type of collagen disease, this might get worse. Changes in blood cells, such as thrombocytopenia, a decrease in the number of platelets, which causes easy bruising and nasal bleeding, leukopenia, a decrease of white blood cells which may cause unexplained fever, soreness of the throat, or other flu-like symptoms, and anemia, a decrease in red blood cells, low blood pressure, unusual heartbeat, high level of calcium in blood, blurred or changed vision, short-sightedness, myopia, decrease in vision, or pain in your eyes due to high pressure, possible signs of fluid accumulation in the vascular layer of the eye, or acute angle closure glaucoma, dry mouth, cystitis, erectile dysfunction. Most of these side effects are mild when they occur. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. However, if you do, or if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell, you should consult your doctor or pharmacist. Changes may occur in your laboratory parameters, blood tests, and your doctor may need to give you blood tests to check your condition. The following changes in laboratory tests may occur: low potassium, magnesium, chloride, or sodium in the blood. Low sodium in the blood may lead to dehydration and low blood pressure. Increase in uric acid, a substance which may cause or worsen gout. Increase in blood glucose levels in diabetic patients. Increased levels of liver enzymes. If any of the signs below occur, then tell your doctor immediately, or go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital. Swelling of your lips, face, mouth, tongue, or throat. Purple spots with occasional blisters on the front of your arms and legs and or around your neck and ears, a rare condition known as Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Toxic epidermal necrolysis. A fast and irregular heartbeat. Severe blisters, skin rash, itching, or other allergic reactions. These side effects are extremely rare, but can become serious. After taking Matrilix, storage. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. Keep them in a cool, dry place, where it stays below 25 degrees Celsius. Keep them where children cannot reach them. Disposal. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Matrilix, or the tablets have passed their expiry date, return any leftover tablets to your pharmacist for disposal. What Matrilix looks like. Matrilix tablets are white film coated tablets with a rounded top and bottom. Matrilix tablets come in a blister strip. Each box contains 90 tablets. Ingredients. Each tablet of Matrilix contains 2.5 mg of indapamide hemihydrate as the active ingredient and a number of inactive ingredients. The inactive ingredients in Matrilix tablets include lactose monohydrate, maize starch, magnesium stearate, talc, povidone, glycerol, white beeswax, sodium lauryl sulfate, macrogol 6000, titanium dioxide, purified water and ethyl alcohol. The tablets are gluten-free. Manufacturer or sponsor. Matrilix is a product discovered by Servier Research International. It is distributed in Australia by Servier Laboratories, Ost Pty, Ltd. Level 4, Building 9, 588 A Swan Street, Burnley, 3121, Victoria. www.servier.com.au. Matrilix is registered on the Australian Register of Therapeutic Goods and has the Australian Register number, OSTAR 45361. This leaflet was last revised in July 2, 2022.